Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, August 2nd, and this is Chicago Council 8 volunteer and Central Scheduling Committee member Joe Fullerton reporting. You are required to complete the FAA-mandated Revision 8 and the associating e-learning by 23:59 local domicile time on August 9, 2011, in order to retain your flying qualifications and be in compliance with the FAA regulations, and will result in a DNF until the training is complete. The e-learning portion of this requirement is accessible from the United e-learning network titled Revision 8 Summary and Assessment. Give yourself plenty of time to insert the sizable revision number 8 into your FAOM while becoming familiar with the new procedures and completing the e-learning module. If you have any questions about the revision 8 or the e-learning, please see your supervisor. United has announced a system-wide bid for special leaves of absence for the three-month period of September, October, November 2011. Should you choose to bid for this leave, it is important to carefully review the company's special leave of absence pack, particularly as it pertains to insurance, past travel, vacation, and sick leave accrual. Special leave status will affect each of these benefits and could also affect seniority accrual if on special leave status for more than 180 days in a 12-month period, as outlined in Section 23B of the contract. Flight attendants awarded special leaves totaling 180 days or more within a 12-month period will not accrue seniority for each of these days in excess of 180 days on special leave status. We continue to advocate management to carefully review other scheduling options, such as 30-day and daily A&P prior to awarding any special leaves, especially as other schedule options remain available, such as 30-day and daily A&P. These schedule options in and of themselves would not interfere with your benefits. The exception to this would be the award of 30-day A&P directly touching another period of 30-day A&P, or a single day of A&P without at least one day off in between. Also, 30-day A&P in conjunction with a special leave of absence extends the period of the special leave. This circumstance would trigger a change in status to a personal leave of absence, which would affect benefits. Information regarding 30-day A&P may be found on CIS*27241 and 27242. Management has indicated that there is a probability that 30-day A&P will be awarded during this time in addition to special leave periods. After carefully reviewing all the information about special leaves of absence, bidding for the September, October, November leave may be accomplished through your LOAREQ screen starting today, August 2nd through Monday, August 15th, 2011 at 8:30 Central Time. The special leave type on the bid screen is indicated by the abbreviation SP, and the date of the leave should be listed as scheduled months 8/31/11 through 11/30/11. These are the start and end dates of September and November flight attendant schedule months, respectively. Awards will be posted by 17:30 Chicago time on Monday, August 15, 2011. Whether you intend to bid or not, every flight attendant should check their individual LOAREQ screens to ensure that there is not a request on file that is no longer wanted. This is especially important since your benefits could be affected with the award of a special leave of absence. Starting immediately, we can expect to see an increase in Federal Aviation Administration cabin inspectors. The FAA has advised United Management that they will be increasing surveillance on United's door closing procedures. The FAA is intensifying their observations as a result of increase in FAR violations at door closures. Reports from flight attendants over the past few months confirm that many of the fixes United has recently implemented to resolve concerns have only compounded existing concerns or created new ones. In response to the FAA's increased presence, United has begun including IBS messages about the FAA inspector's activities. The IBS message focuses on flight attendants' procedures and communications between the purser and the CSR regarding door closure. To be clear, it is the flight attendant's responsibility to complete all required safety duties prior to door closure. If these responsibilities cannot be accomplished, the purser should be advised and the CSR notified not to close the door until we are compliant. We have heard over and over from flight attendants that the rapid changes coming at us through multiple FAOM revisions and only e-learning to reinforce the new procedures is inadequate. The changes being made to procedures is extensive, and each revision and training creates additional layers of responsibilities without sufficient training to be successful. The AFA MEC Safety, Health, and Security Committee has continued to highlight these deficiencies to the company and the FAA with the focus on ensuring flight attendants have the tools they need to do their jobs consistent with federal regulations. In all situations, failure to adhere to FARs should be documented by filing an OSAP report that details the circumstances that led to the problem. Remember, door closure is the responsibility of the CSR, not the flight attendant, and this is the focus of the FAA observation. Congress adjourned today for the summer without passing the FAA reauthorization extension, and it has been projected that there has been a loss of 4,000 jobs as all non-operational FAA employees have been furloughed and all airport improvement construction projects have ceased, including furloughing approximately 100,000 contracted workers until further notice. During this shutdown, the FAA is not able to collect the estimated $25 million in taxes that it receives from passenger tickets a day. Many airlines have bought the savings back to the passengers and have not raised the ticket prices, yet some airlines, United, has continued to collect the taxes and raise ticket prices as they sit back and pocket the FAA's money, making a profit from this politically unnecessary shutdown. Please call your senator and U.S. representative in Washington, D.C., and at their district office to express your disappointment that Congress did not conclude on a temporary FAA bill before leaving for their August recess. On Thursday, July 28, 2011, United Airlines Management requested an additional extension in filing their response to the National Mediation Board regarding the July 11, 2011 IAM allegations of interference in the recent flight attendant representative election. The interference allegations filed by the machinist with the NBA alleged violations of the NBA rules, policies, and procedures by both AFA and United Airlines. Management requests have been granted by the NBA, and a new deadline of 1600 Friday, August 5th, 2011 has been set for all parties. AFA has heard overwhelmingly by both United and Continental flight attendants that they are ready to be unified and to move forward for positive change. A withdrawal of these absurd allegations is the only responsible action that can be taken by the machinist in the best interest of flight attendants. AFA will vigorously respond to these baseless allegations directed to the NBA at the same time as the company. To be clear, the process is being delayed by United Management, not the AFA. For those domiciles that fly to destinations requiring Russia and Chinese visa, please note that the application process has changed. The Chinese visa in DC, Ord, LA, and San Fran, you are required to fill out a new 4-page form that must be typed as that the PRC Embassy will no longer accept handwritten forms. Also, you are required to fill out an online form. Once completed, will generate a confirmation page for the Russian visa. You will need to provide a copy of the application and confirmation page when submitting your application. If you have any questions about the changes, please contact your supervisor. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.